I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
What?
They're never there.
ever there. So, and I'll just give you an example. Since I don't know why Joe Manchin decided to come around. Maybe the fact that Bernie Sanders came out and said, before we go back to the phones here, but that Bernie Sanders says that he's tanking Joe Biden's administration and saying it, you know, with vim and vigor on, oh, yeah, national news, right? News outlet. Hey, that's what it takes to stand up against an evil man like Joe Manchin. And I know a lot of good, hardworking activist people, progressives in West Virginia that have been pressuring him. Oh, maybe something changed there. But I'm still kind of like really surprised that he would sign on to something that would help America, right? You must just thought of this week, huh? And then compare to what, oh my God, Republicans, yeah, what did they do? Yes, they voted to support veterans who are suffering from burn pits that are used in the military. And then 25 of them said, nah, really? I mean, everybody saw Jon Stewart. But he was, you know, Jon Stewart's cool, man. I really kind of was bummed out when his show ended, but he went on to bigger and better things, which is like real activism. And it's not just on this, but he has really strong issues about, you know, veterans and police and fire after 9/11 and everything else. He, you know, those are his people, man. Good, hardworking guys with that accent that are fun to listen to, right? Hey, who you say we got somebody on there?
Yeah, real quick before we go to that, yeah. You know, you just... Maybe what happened to Manchin, kind of bringing back to the opening of your show, was he felt pinned. Maybe he had his nose on his bicep and was like,
I'll stick him.
I got to tap out here. You know?
You know, he was a football player, and that's how he elevated himself through the ranks to being such a great man, right? Football players. All right. Hey, Nick. Nick in Madison. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Well, actually, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I feel strong. I'm cocky and... overconfident as always.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I was listening a little bit before and kind of where you're talking about how, you know, we just have, this is what got me about, you know, because, you know, I'm a conservative, but I cannot stand Trump. And a lot of my Trump supporting friends say, you know, it's a binary choice. Well, it doesn't have to be, because the primary is what makes it a binary choice. And the primary is what makes someone who has a plurality, not a majority, a plurality, be the candidate. And so then all of a sudden we have to choose between if a cow poops and it's a Holstein and it's a Jersey, it's still a cow poop. I don't care. I'm choosing between one of those two. So... that, I think that's a problem with the system that we need to change, because on each side, we can get better candidates, because you just said you didn't want to vote for Hillary, but you did because she wasn't Trump. I get that. I didn't want to vote. I never voted for Trump.
More of the same or utter destruction was what it was. You know, it's always more of the same or utter destruction. It's what it's been for a long time, man. But I got to tell you, man. Your guys' primaries, you know, since Trump won that thing, I don't know if you noticed the primaries aren't going well for conservatives, okay? I mean, unless you're doing the binary choice of, I'm just going to take them because they're Republican. They won. But that was the problem with Nancy Pelosi's strategy. Again, Democrats and their strategy of elections, okay? You're going to pour a whole bunch of money and the thing about her in the past, I've watched her pour a whole bunch of money into conservative Democrats, moderate Republicans, call it what it is, we've moved that far, over progressives for, you know, for long enough that I don't like her very much at all, and I can guarantee you that she doesn't like me back. But to put money into Trumpers to try and get them to win because you think your candidate's got a better chance to to win against theirs. And then you come off like this uber intellectual, up above everybody else kind of. I don't know why they don't understand that. First of all, they're not really uber intellectuals to me.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and that, first of all, that kind of puts their, they lost the moral high ground at that point. And also, if the really good, if an actual someone who isn't a Trumper, if a Democrat could actually beat them on the merits, you'd think they would just be supporting them. Why aren't they doing that?
Because, man, you said it. Look, they both. All right, and thanks for calling, Nick, and I don't have control of the buttons or anything, but that's this loyalist, you know, blue versus red kind of stuff, and that's why I get upset when it's always got a blue no matter who, and it does matter who. But I got to tell you, Nick, your party doesn't look like anybody with a lot of the values and morals and ethics that you're talking about is coming anywhere near this, because if you think Clan DeSantis is a good... I mean, these guys want to end taxes and health care. You know, nope, sorry, unless you're lucky enough to be one of those that sells out to get a job that has insurance and stuff, because that's this divided. It's not a United States of America, and it hasn't been ever, probably. I mean.
No, it's the DSA, man. Come on.
Yeah.
DSA. Look.
It's like repeating history. Go ahead.
The moral, you know, the moral high ground, like, okay, Nick brings up, and I can understand it. Like, I don't like the strategy either, like you're talking about. I don't like it at all. Al Franken said he didn't think it was the right thing to do. Totally agree. Like, just let them be. Whatever their voters are going to choose, okay. You just rock with it. You don't... It can't be just all about winning, although you got to win and make change. I totally get it. But at the same time, this whole idea of any sort of moral high ground in politics anymore, just forget about it. It's not there. Trump in his last 4 years and everything that's gone on and been said publicly and displayed publicly and encouraged and embraced publicly is blown out any sort of moral high ground. So I guess you just got to win at this point. But for me, I'm going to try to vote for the most decent human being, the most decent. So give me more decent human beings to vote for and you got my support.
Well, most of the time, it's the most decent human being, they'll tell you, is the one that has the most money. Oh, yeah. You know, that. Go throughout history.
Come on, man.
All the kings and queens were nice to people, man.
Weren't they? Yeah, sure.
Boo! Boo! The poor people throwing stones because they can't get potatoes to eat. We're not almost done, though. This is just the next break, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did you you got anything else you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers' entrance to Packers training camp?
Hey, don't I kind of look like it?
I think you would have pulled that off better than him. Oh my goodness.
There's something so seriously wrong with this guy. There's also something seriously wrong with my feeds on this clown. On every day, there's a whole bunch of, oh, guess what Aaron Rodgers thinks, and guess what he did today and stuff. And I was like. But I got to say, that wasn't even the best Nicolas Cage look in the movies he's been in. That lame-ass white stringy T-shirt. And
I was okay
with the hair, obviously. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the handsome face and everything.
I mean, it's the only thing Rodgers could try to pull off. But it's just like...
Did you see the way he was walking, too?
Oh, my God, dude.
Like he didn't think anybody was watching or filming or anything, right? He's Hollywood, man. And the guy's, his favorite receiver booked to the closer to Hollywood, man.
Yeah, and you know what was hilarious? Is like so the Packers did this whole, you know, we're back video and da, da, da. All the other guys just walking in, running in. Hey, how are you? Happy. And he's got to do this. It's like, just because you do that doesn't mean... he does it for attention, but it certainly doesn't give you any more cred in the locker room, bro.
Well, hey, at least it's working out for his star beer guzzling at the Bucks thing. But David Bakhtiari,
he's
not going to play all year. It's all right. But, you know, at least he got paid the whole time, right?
He's gotten paid a lot to chug a few beers at Bucks games, I'll tell you that. Holy
not even too stupid to be embarrassed, right?
Sorry, man. I just, with training camp starting this week and that whole ridiculous display, I wonder what you thought.
I think Aaron Rodgers might be too stupid to be embarrassed at that. In fact, I'm convinced of that because he's been selling it for a whole year.
He's become such a joke.
Oh, yeah, but some people be like, oh, come on, you know. Okay, whatever. It's basically, you know, kind of like Brett Favre, too. I mean, yeah, he was great, and then he started doing all this. Oh, God, I got an ick, you know, ick Favre. Ick Favre and ick Rodgers, too, because I just... They could have done so much good.
Yeah. Use your platform
instead of
for
being
good.
Selfish, right? Because right? They didn't do this all on their own. They had great receivers. Yes, they made great plays, but there's always a bunch of guys on the other end. That's why they call it a team like us, right? We'll be back.